It's the show on 91.5. I'm Mark Brody, along with Phil Latzman.
Well, 1 year ago, Mark, an EPA contractor conducting a cleanup operation at the Gold King Mine in Colorado inadvertently triggered a release of toxic wastewater into the Animas River.
That water contaminated many of the waterways the Navajo Nation depends on for farming.
And joining us now is Scott Smith, who is Chief Technology Officer for Water Defense. That's a nonprofit group that investigates water disasters such as the one that took place on August 5th, 2015. So, Scott, what has your testing found as a result of that big spill?
We're the only ones I'm aware of that tested what we call the baseline sediment, unimpacted pre-spill, and the post-spill impacted sediment. And what it found was, you know, a threefold increase in hydrocarbons, you know, 30% increase in barium, beryllium that was not present pre-spill, about a 20% increase in chromium, 20% increase in manganese, 20% increase in lead, and, you know, a few other chemicals of concern.
So what long-term will that do to the area where the spill occurred, the Animas into the San Juan Rivers and the beds along those rivers?
Well, that's a great question, and one of the most important points for the public to understand is when these metals go into solution, something called this pH, and when the pH changes, they precipitate out and go into the sediment. So from this Gold King mine spill, that contamination may be out of the water in the interim, but any changing pH condition or a disruption and that sediment or the bottom of the river recontaminates the water used by the Navajo to irrigate their crops, and many of them use in their, you know, daily consumption for bathing.
So this is something that the Navajo Nation is going to be dealing with for a long time.
Yes, and they have been dealing it for, unfortunately, you know, I've done a lot of work out there, and the people in the Navajo Nation are great. Fantastic people, and they really understand, and they have been repeatedly impacted, and last year just highlighted it to the general public. But this is an ongoing systemic contamination that needs to be diagnosed properly and then remediated.
The Shiprock chapter of the Navajo Nation voted to open the water channel from the San Juan to irrigate their crops. You just talked about the testing that was involved there. How concerned are you that they've gone ahead and decided to use this potentially contaminated water?
They asked me to attend that meeting. That is a very, very complicated decision, and it needs to be monitored on an ongoing basis, and I believe they are doing that. It's just not an easy answer, and the real solution is for constant monitoring. And the Navajo Nation deserves to know what is in their water with appropriate science.
And Scott, the EPA, of course, is taking the blame for this. And what have they done since to try and make sure this kind of thing never happens again, where we have millions of gallons of toxic sludge coming out of these old mines?
Well, as far as I know, once the metals precipitated out of the water and went into the sediment, the EPA declared the water safe. You know, technically, if you're not testing the sediment, and that's the problem in this country with water testing. If you don't do thorough, systematic, regular testing, you can, depending on who you are, you can manipulate it to get results when water is declared clean.
You know, and Senator John McCain has called for a criminal investigation. Is that the appropriate response, or was this, you know, just an accident? Really wasn't anybody's fault.
You know, this really doesn't belong in politics and calling for investigations. It's hearing. It's pretty simple. We have a Clean Water Act in this country. It just needs to be enforced. And the great people at the EPA just need to be allowed to do their job. What we need to do is decontaminate the politics in this country and just let the EPA do their job and diagnose it. And as far as the whole spill, I mean, this is kind of legacy contamination that the EPA inherited. You know, I try to be very fair when you look at all these different events as to the best way to summarize it is the past generations have kicked the can down the road. So it's time to stop the blame game and deal with the can and diagnose the problem and solve it once and for all.
Scott Smith is Chief Technology Officer for Water Defense, a nonprofit group that investigates water disasters 1 year after the Gold King mine spill. Scott, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks.
And that's KJZZ's Phil Latzman.